Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
You don't want to put anything on your website unless it's a selling message, particularly on the front end of your website. And also it establishes you as a person that has useful information.
And I'm looking for a little bit of help from outside, just some thoughts on where I want to go. You know, I've been giving away, I've got a CD-ROM with over 60, it's probably now 70 hours of audio interviews that I do with all these people. Did you check out that audio page, the audio clip page?
Yeah, the audio clips page.
Yeah, and I've been giving that thing out for free. Now, I have people who listen to the whole thing, sometimes once or twice. It's an extremely valuable resource. I've got a ton of testimonials. People love it. Now, I'm now ready to start selling it. You know, I've been giving it out for free to generate leads, to get some exposure, to, you know, and to get them back in sales, which I do get back in sales.
Right.
But it takes a lot of time hand-filling out addresses and dealing with customers, and I want to start cutting that stuff out of my life.
Sure.
And I want to start selling the CD-ROM. I'm open to some consulting from you if you want to take a look at, you know, the way I've set up my Hard to Find Seminars business and the way I have the products on there. Because the J. Abraham stuff is hard to find and it's not an unlimited supply, I'm trying to build more products of my own that I have control over with the resale rights and stuff.
Right.
You know, any input you have.
The key, Michael, is, I think, twofold. Number one, asking yourself, what do I really want my business to be in 2 or 3 years? You know, what kind of lifestyle do I ultimately want? Because you know as well as I do, when you market via the internet, you market via auctions, it can go in one of two directions. I mean, it can put you in the fulfillment business.
Yeah. I want my life to be like it is right now. I'm at home, you know, I'm home with my kids. I want it to be just like it is now, except more zeros. As automatic as possible. You know, I have my site. I want to generate leads to the site, which I'm doing through some keyword placement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a pretty specific niche right now because people who are looking for J. Abraham or Gary Halbert are getting there. People who get my CD-ROM, people who I generate leads through eBay. And then I just want more sales. But if you see something within my marketing angle, the way I have the site set up right now,
mm-hmm.
where I can position myself differently or more credibility or whatever, maybe something that's not congruent that I'm not seeing, I'm open. I mean, I think I've done an excellent job in walking people through the site, building trust, giving value at the site.
Right.
I think I just need more products and services to offer, but I'm not really sure.
You know, looking at your site, that I would strongly suggest to you. It's interesting. I did an interview with Seth Godin, who wrote Purple Cow and another book called Idea Virus, which is a great book.
Viral marketing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And he made an interesting comment during the interview. He said, the only reason to have a website is to generate an opt-in subscriber. And, I mean, it was sort of an off-the-cuff remark, but I thought about it later. And I went back and I looked at the various one-page websites that I have for different markets. Like, I have a golf site, I have a shaving site. I'm doing, like, a power putting product now. I went back and I looked and I realized, sure enough, about 68% of the sales that I had generated from those sites were not people going to the site and buying immediately, but they were rather from people who had opted in and had purchased, because I could tell from my tracking links, because I track them based on I code the tracking links based on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in terms of the exposures or offers that they get.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people bought as a result of opting in. And so one of the things that I would strongly suggest is that on your home page that you begin to position yourself as the guy who is the sort of the maven of hard-to-find, you know, marketing secrets from the masters, you know, something like that, where you actually offer an e-zine sign-up directly from your front page.
With a pop-up or just right there in the front page?
Right there in the front page.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, because, see, people have been conditioned online to, if they go to a site and they kind of like what's on the site and they want to remember it, the truth is that most people don't bookmark the site. What they do is they opt into the e-zine.
Right.
Especially if there is a free offer associated with the e-zine. And that's the way they really stay in touch with you. There are really three things that boost opt-ins on email lists. Number, a picture of you right there at the box.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, some sort of free offer that they're going to get access to by signing up for the e-zine.
Okay.
And then a statement in your e-zine welcome letter that basically says three things. Number one, this information is not going to be a bunch of recycled ads, articles, or the latest promotion from, you know, X guru.
Right.
It's going to be original content that will help you in these areas. And you tell people specifically what areas it's going to help them in. You know, if it's going to help them in auctions, if it's going to help them find seminars. And really, I would suggest that you have, you know, two different lists. One list, it's like your alert, you know, where you send out an alert on a new product. And that's basically your platinum customers list.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you're going to get first dibs on any product that I come up with. The second list would be obviously specific, you know, 1-minute marketing tips where they're literally simply excerpts.
Whenever I do have two lists, whenever I have a new audio clip, an audio recording, I'll notify them that they can go and listen to online.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I have another one if they're interested in any new hard-to-find products, they can get on that list, too.
Absolutely. What I would suggest you do is, with the audio, one of the things with the audio and selling a CD, there are two things that I found that dramatically increase the CD sales. Number one, when you sell a CD from the Internet, the thing that I've noticed is that if you offer them something that they can immediately download while they're waiting on the CD,
okay,
get there, significantly increases the sales. What I suggest is that you have, you know, about 4 or 5 of your audio clips from the CD on a password protected website with the, you know, with a couple of physical downloads. It could be like a transcript. It could be like, you know, bonus interviews that you've done, that kind of thing. And they can download that immediately while they're waiting on the CD. And then also, the other thing is that when you offer the CD, make sure that you offer an upsell. Because, you know, if your CD is, what do you plan on selling the CD?
I don't know, maybe $100, you know, a couple hundred. There's so much on there, but what is the customer?
Here's what I would suggest you do. How many megabytes of content do you think is on there?
Oh, it fills up the whole CD. I have probably 75 hours of audio.
Okay, here's what I would suggest you do. I would suggest that you break up that single CD into multiple CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. With all the tests that have been done, people prefer bulk, oftentimes to substance.
Right.
An interesting illustration of that is side-by-side offers in direct response infomercials prove that people will buy a product, the same content in both products, but in one way it's packaged as a manual and a single CD and a single audio tape. Whereas, you know, they take a 200-page manual and they break it into 8 20-page manuals.
Right.
They take that CD and break it out into three short CDs. I got a CD recently, and I had 20 minutes of content on each CD. It was ridiculous. But it outpulls the other packaging, you know, 5-to-1. So there are 5 more sales. So what I would suggest you do is pick your top 20 interviews and have transcripts done. And the best place to find people to transcribe is in the back of Writer's Digest magazine.
Okay, that's a good
idea. I mean, they'll transcribe them for, I mean, super cheap.
Okay. I've got transcripts to everything. I mean, I have for my first CD, I have transcripts of 678 pages of every recording from my very first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an index. I had a guy index it with over 800 different topics, like 1,400 live links. So in the index, if you see like Gary Halbert, you can click on it. It'll take you to the page where me or whoever I was talking to discussed Gary Halbert. It's really incredible.
Right. Yeah, so I would suggest that what they get is that you break that 600 pages into, and I would suggest, I know it'll be a pain, but I would suggest that at least 20 of those reports be physical delivery reports, where you actually, you bundle those products, those reports as physical products.
Right.
On paper. And then you put the rest of them, you know, maybe in PDF form, in a searchable PDF or whatever, onto a couple of CDs. I would break all of the interviews down. So now what you've got is you've got, say, if you've got 70 hours of audio, you could realistically have 10 CDs. Okay, so let's say you've got 10 CDs, you've got 20 reports. You've got a bonus report with 400 more pages of stuff in it. And then now you have a complete, you know, marketing education system. You know, it's sort of a mini marketing university.
Right.
The hard-to-find marketing university. You know, the ultimate collection of, you know, hard-to-get interviews that Michael has captured over the last X number of years. And you sell that big course as a package, $397. And then what I would suggest you do is have a smaller introductory version of it that you sell on the internet through ClickBank to allow affiliate people to really blow the thing out and have it all digital delivery. And maybe what that is that's 5 best interviews, your 5 this or that, and then have some sort of implementation guide in terms of, you know, here are the top 10 things that I've learned that you need to implement in your marketing based on these interviews, based on doing these for 70, you know, hours of interviews.
Yeah.
This is what I've learned. And then let affiliate people market that on the online, you know, set it up as a $97 product, give away 70% of the profits, and get a nice direct response one-page website set up with great graphics that's very affiliate-friendly. Give away 70% of the money and do JVs with everybody on the planet. And what that will do is that will blow that book out to 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people quickly. It'll make you, you know, $15,000, $20,000 in cash flow, but more importantly, it'll give you 1,500 to 2,000 back-end customers.
Is that ClickBank, I mean, to set that thing up, is it a, you know, is it a pain in the ass?
No. In fact, that's why I suggested ClickBank is, there are 3 reasons to go with ClickBank. Now, they charge, they're a third-party merchant service, and so their fees are, you know, I think like 7 or 15% or something like that. But there are 2 things, the 2 reasons you want to do that. Number one, they've got about 15,000 heavy active affiliates.
Who do nothing but look for stuff to hustle.
Right. Through ClickBank.
Right.
It costs you $49 one time to set it up. It's cut and paste. They do all of the affiliate payments for you. They manage the entire process. It's the simplest way for affiliates to sell online. So you've got lots of affiliates out there who drop your ClickBank link into their thing, you know, immediately. And all you really need is a great-looking website, some cover art for your package. And audio content is getting hot now. It hasn't even reached the peak because most people are still using audio to welcome people to their sites.
Right.
That's what Armin and Rick are teaching. But what I'm teaching people is a totally different approach to audio. The approach that really sells is it comes from the offline strategy in the MLM and network marketing industry of using sizzle messages.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, most people, when you come to their website, they'll say something like, "Hi, this is Michael. I want to welcome you to Hard to Find Seminars." And they'll go on to say that kind of thing.
Right.
What I would suggest you do is you should have on the front page of your site, you should have an audio box that says, "Free mini seminar reveals 5 simple ways that you can make more money online right now." It's going to get listened to 100 times more than just a simple introduction message. It's a selling message. You don't want to put anything on your website unless it's a selling message, particularly on the front end of your website. And also, it establishes you as a person that has useful information on the topic or subject. And it sets you apart from all the people who are just using instant audio, for example, to just say, "Okay, welcome to the sales page."
Sure.
Like I'm exploring a thing that I'm calling audio sales letter, where there's nothing but audio on the whole page and an order link. It's actually selling them the system that way.
How's that going?
It's going amazingly well, but I think if lots of people start doing it, I think the impact of it will diminish. And I'll tell you what it works best on. It works best on impulse products, which online impulse products are products that are like $27, $37, $47. Once you get over $50 on a product, what I'm finding is there are really 3 things that you need. You need bona fide documented testimonials, and you need a preponderance of proof that it is likely to work for the person. Because there have been so many $50 to $100 e-books that have just been junk in the last few years, people are less likely to buy them. Now, that's in the internet marketing space. And the other spaces out there, like, you know, golf and a lot of the hot keywords, remember that all of the keywords other than internet marketing are about 5 years behind where the internet marketing space is. So the real secret to making money online is to take what you see happening in the internet marketing field and the make money online feel and apply it to another keyword online, and you'll make a fortune. And that's what people are actually doing now that are really making big money online. They're not making big money selling how to make money products. They're taking the technologies and the ideas from that space and applying them to another keyword.
Give me one example.
A perfect example is golf. I mean, the one reason I'm playing around with this power putting example is because what I found out is that for golfers, there are 3 big problems. Number one, golfers perpetually have a problem with focus and concentration because golf is one of the few sports where the ball is not moving. And so as a result, you don't have to react to the ball. You have to act on it. And so golfers have a huge problem with concentration and focus. So I found a product called Golf Mind that helps them improve their concentration and focus.
Are you marketing that? I'm familiar with that.
Pardon me?
Are you marketing that Golf Mind?
Yeah, I'm sort of testing it right now. I rewrote a, if you go to Ramon Recommends, R-A-M-O-N, recommends.com/secret/golf.html.
Okay. You're dealing with Norman Hallett?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I wrote a little one page on that Golf Mind just to test it out. And I just kind of, that'll give you a sense of,
okay,
you know, what I'm doing copywriting wise.
Okay,
now.
Good.
But, you know, I wrote a little one page on this. And what I find is, you know, people are really interested. But in the middle of doing this, the other thing I realize is that the number one skill that people are struggling with is putting, is the short game. So you know, I said, okay, well, you know, power putting, you know, I come up with the concept of power putting, and I'm not even going to teach them how to putt.
Right.
What I'm going to teach them how to do is I'm going to give all the putting resources that are online and all the putting products and a review of all the putting products in one ebook. You know, so basically for $37, you know, you save 4 hours of time and you get everything about putting in one place. Those are the kind of products that are really selling online right now. Not so much teaching the people how to do it so much as
resources.
Resourcing them to how to do it so that they don't have to spend the 4 or 5 hours to find all that stuff. And then, you know, have a couple of interviews inside the product with key putting coaches. You know, that's one example in golf. And there, you know, another example is shaving. You know, I ask men all the time who taught you to shave. And they, you know, to get a blank face.
Yeah.
Because very, very few fathers ever taught their sons. I mean, that's the stuff that happened in Leave It to Beaver. For most guys, you're on your own. And so proper shaving techniques, those are like little niche markets that are kind of hidden online, but a lot of people are secretly searching those topics.
Really? Okay, because they're high keyword interest?
Yeah. And, you know, I know you were doing a lot on eBay. Have you seen that auction keyword site?
What's the URL on it?
Auctionkeywords.com.
I don't think I have. Tell me about it.
The key with auction keywords, and one of the reasons that I pay her the $50 a month to get her platinum membership, is basically what she's doing is she's going on eBay.
Yeah.
And she's finding all of the hot keywords. She's finding out, like, for example, and then she sends you on a day-by-day basis the keywords that people are searching the most on eBay. So, you know, for example, I looked at this thing. Like, she sent me a deal. You know, she sent out this thing called Today's Auction Keywords. So, give you an example. On August 2nd, she sent me auction keywords in this category. And what I saw here is that the word holiday on eBay was searched 39,337 times.
Jeez.
The word Avon was searched 37,228.
Wow.
So when I saw that, what I said is, okay, what needs to be in my subject, eBay? It's like, you know, what I do this little thing called Money Making Auctions at moneymakingauctions.com, write this newsletter every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I was telling my subscribers the other week is that what you do is you get these auction keywords, you know, forget about what you think you want to sell on eBay. Just let go of that notion.
Right.
Look at these auction keywords and ask yourself, okay, if Avon is being searched and holiday is being searched, okay, and family is being searched 37,669 times, then you could come up with something, you know, perfect Avon gifts for the holiday.
Right, right,
like
right.
And then what you do is you go out and find a wholesale source for Avon products, or you get some products from the local Avon lady that's been sitting in her basement, you know, for 5 months that she can't sell.
Right.
Okay, so you do the Avon grab bag. And, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I've done where I've gotten, I don't really do it anymore because it's just too time-consuming. And I've got other stuff that's a higher leverage for my, you know, for my time invested. But, you know, if I needed to make some cash, I would put together Avon grab bag of, like, you know, 15 items. And I'd tell the Avon, you know, all the failed Avon ladies out there, I'd say, you know, I'll buy any Avon product that you have that's less than a year old, and I'll give you, you know, $2 for every one of them right now.
All right.
Okay. So you'll have a whole boatload of Avon products in a matter of days.
How many keywords will they give you with this $50 subscription?
I get 200 keywords a day.
Really?
Like, for example, I found out that cassettes, the word cassettes, was searched 16,313 times. Speaker stands, blank CDs, was searched 17,171. The nasty secret on eBay that nobody will tell you is that the power sellers aren't selling houses and cars on eBay. What the power sellers are selling on eBay is 500 blank CDs that they bought or they got from a wholesale source, and they're marking it up, you know, 50 to 100% and selling it on eBay, and they're dealing in just the sheer volume, and they're really working these keywords.
I mean, it's incredible.
Those searches on eBay is working the keywords. You've got to work the keywords. It's the same as like a new thing that I'm testing on Google is, I don't know whether you've seen that keyword analyzer, but if you're buying Google ads, that's a must. Because the minute you see that 28 people have bought that keyword on Overture and zero people have bought it on Google, you better snatch that keyword immediately, because what you know is that Google is feeding Yahoo. Google is feeding 16 or 17 different other sites out there, including Amazon.com. Because that's where they get those ads from at Amazon under the books. They get them from Google AdWords.
Right. In relation to eBay, I mean, with our knowledge on how to market using audio on your auction, using, you know, a good graphical HTML page on eBay,
right,
and knowing the keywords, you can own a market. I mean, eBay is just incredible.
Right.
You could really
own. All you would have to do is, what I would suggest is that, you know, two things. Number one, you create a product on marketing on eBay, and integrate all the things that you know and that you've learned, and offer that product. You know,
yeah.
And the fastest way is just to get somebody to interview you and ask you all the different questions. Come up with, you know, basically you need about 35 or 40 questions to create a good, you know, good product, and, you know, 25 or 30 resources, and you've got a product. And then from there, but, you know, as it relates to the current audio interview, that's what I would suggest you do is break it up into a bunch of different, and have, you know, a download, have 20 pieces that are downloadable.
This is the end of part one. Please continue to part two.
It's Michael with Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Sunoff with Michael Sunoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe Mark's personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Sinoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Sinoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Sinoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Vaughn Hopkins was one of the founders of modern day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.